Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Play pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys, Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, you were the best player on your team.
Yes, then we talking.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Scrape cleanup on aisle three. Come get it.
Sounds like you're just an athlete.
Yeah.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Ping pong, baseball, football, basketball.
Tennis, swimming. LaCroix, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hockey.
Whatever, on the rink, whatever you need me to do, it don't matter.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. We'll get to Mike Richmond, the homie, coming up bottom of the hour. I want to start talking Blazers in the following segment. So we'll talk about the game, and that'll lead into Mike Richmond. At the bottom of the hour, we got our mail sack coming up in an hour and 15 minutes. So get your questions in, 503-864-6326. If you're new to the program, give me anything you want. Anything you want to ask us, sports, non-sports, doesn't matter. Fire them away. The sack is already filling up, and we'll get to as many of them as we can at 9:15.
It is a Veterans Day. I don't think I enjoy anything more on the internet than when I watch people thank veterans.
Ah,
I don't know why.
That just gets you every time.
It just kind of does. Yeah, it means a lot to them, man.
The ones that get me the most are when the military people return home and then surprise their kids. That one makes you're every right. time I see that, it makes me cry.
That one's a good one. I really enjoy seeing the video of the veterans being thanked.
I also didn't have on my bingo card crying in bed watching Ducks versus Them last night. They honored a kid who is a cancer survivor, a 10-year-old, and he designed shoes that Dan Lanning wore on Saturday. I didn't see that he was on Big Noon Kickoff, so I didn't know. I missed that whole bit, but he was on Big Noon Kickoff, and he wore these special shoes that this 10-year-old cancer survivor wore.
Yeah.
And I'm just like sitting in bed like, damn it, Ducks. Why'd you got to do this to me, man? Incredible story. Go watch. It's like basically a mini Netflix movie if you haven't watched it yet. If you're a Duck fan, you're going to love it. But the story of the kid and his survival of cancer is awesome.
We hear back about that guy. We're supposed to get the video guy on.
We sent him an email. I sent Scott
an
email.
We sent Oregon an email, didn't
Scott
we?
Scott said, I want to come on, but you got to go through the protocols and the channels. Got to do the channels
you
and
need
the
to tell Scott to abandon the protocols because the protocols are broken.
We're still working on it.
A great question from a listener, too.
Who is?
Swags, he's on it.
We.
Swag's on it.
What a weird answer.
Have some faith. Dusty's on his way to Eugene. Don't worry. It'll be all right.
Hand the phone to him.
Somebody said, I got a better question, Dirt. Why do people keep talking about Joe Burrow's return as if Cincinnati hasn't been scoring over 30 points a game while what is Joe Burrow going to do, score 60? Also a great point. Joe Flacco's been playing pretty good football. What's been happening?
Yeah.
I mean, their problem in Cincinnati is, one, bad ownership and spending money in the wrong places and their defenses.
You know what? You're right.
It's horrible.
That listener's
point. I'm excited to watch Joe Burrow play
you're
football.
Right. I apologize. Right. I'm sorry that I want to see Joe Burrow play football. That's my bad.
I would like to watch Joe
Burrow
play
football.
Okay,
I get it. You don't like
team.
Him. I get it.
It just won't result in anything because it don't matter. That defense sucks. They're going to give up 40 a game. Let's get to some coach audio before we dive into the Blazers and what happened last night in Orlando as Desmond Bane hit one in my eye. Here is Jed Fish yesterday. His name continues to swirl, although after losing to Wisconsin on the road, maybe the noise has diminished a little bit. But he was asked yesterday of like, hey, man, you want to sound committed to Washington? What do you make of all these rumors? What are you telling your players and the fans? Here's Jed Fish.
People that have no idea what's going on, honestly. They don't know what's happening in our program. They have no idea how excited I am about the youth in our program. They have no idea how excited I am about the fact that we're playing 6 or 7 true freshmen. No idea how excited I am about the fact that Demond Williams, I believe, has a chance over the next year or 2 years after this to be one of the all-time best quarterbacks that have come through this area. I don't think that they would know how I enjoy coaching here, that we've spent a ton of money into building this program the way we want to build it, that I had a great hand in all the facilities. I was a big part of making the decisions on how we wanted to recreate this space to give our players an unbelievable opportunity to have a recovery room that they never had, working on making sure that they have the best nutrition they could possibly have, give them great new meeting rooms, new office spaces for our coaches. I think, unfortunately, what happens is they just want to tie coaches to lists, and then we have to sit there and defend it rather than just be able to just tell our fans, like, our players, our coaching staff, myself, my family, we love coaching at the University of Washington. And the ridiculousness of people that want to claim that because my wife and daughters are living in Arizona, because I have a 16-year-old who's been in 5 different schools in the last 8 years to finish her high school, has anything to do with my decision, or the ridiculousness of just putting my name on a list just to do it. Only that does affect recruiting. It affects our team. It affects our staff. And my hope is that our players, our coaches, our families understand how much we love it at Washington.
I mean, it shouldn't affect your team or your recruiting if you're honest and upfront with your players and your team. You call them immediately and say, none of this is real. I'm not going anywhere. You have team meetings. This happened with Dillingham last week. The reports that he was walking around the facility and players were asking him, like, hey, are you interested in other jobs? And he's like, no, I will be coaching Arizona State next year. Now, guys have said that and gone on to leave before. But what do you make of Fish? Are you buying what he's selling?
Well, I mean, I buy some elements of it, but for the most part, like, isn't this kind of his own fault? You know, like, I sympathize with the idea of, like, moving your kid around has to suck. It's not great to go to a new school and have to make new friends or fit in or not feel ostracized from the class. But, like, also, why have they gone to 5 different schools? It's because you don't commit anywhere for longer than 3 years, right?
He said very similar things at his time. Like, Washington did a better job than Arizona, but he said very similar things when he was at Arizona about building in the community and we love it here. And it's like that. All of the same stuff was said. That's why it's some of it rings hollow.
I think the other part of that, like, I'm not saying he hasn't been instrumental behind the scenes of rallying boosters or what, but like, are we going to act like Washington was a winless, rudderless ship before you got there and not in the national championship
the year before you got there?
So, like, you're just solely responsible for all these new additions. Right. And, like, yeah, Kalen DeBoer had his players eating dog food before you got there. Like,
also, DeBoer was very instrumental in decisions. He was a big reason they turned down the Pac-12 TV deal and left for the Big Ten, and then he still left.
He kind of gave him a lifeline, if you want to be honest, man. He kept him out of the Apple TV
deal. Look, it wasn't a bad call. I'm just saying every coach is instrumental. Or the head coach of that school. That's not unique if you're going to be there a long time.
I also found the other stuff, too. Like, we don't know you're excited about your freshman. You don't talk about it. Like, why don't you just convey it, right? Like, just convey it more. And also,
point blank, I'm not leaving.
I hope our families understand we like coaching at Washington. That's not a firm commitment, dude. Right. That just means you like what you're doing today.
Yeah.
If the money talks and the conference talks, you might bounce and go. I don't know if Florida's going to hire him. I certainly wouldn't be that excited, I think, if I was a Gator fan to get Jed Fish.
God, no, not right now.
But there's ties there, right? And there's maybe other jobs out there. UCLA is one of them. I don't think it's all hollow, but I also kind of just say none of this is like super big commitment stuff.
No, and he has the last laugh in this situation, because if he is truly happy at Washington and committed to the long term and he continues to win, like, that's the other part. Like, you can't be losing games to Wisconsin. You only get that benefit of the doubt for a short amount of time, and then the expectations should rise up there. And I would argue they should have risen a little bit this year considering the talent that they have on their roster. Like, he's going to get the last laugh. If he's still there in 3 years and you're the head coach at UW for 5 years, well, look back and say, man, he was right. Look at that. Jed Fish stayed committed. He liked his time in Seattle. His daughters graduated from high school. His wife moved up and started living with him again.
Oh, yeah.
They're still going to do this weird two-state thing. Like, he'll ultimately get the last laugh out of this. But for right now, I would just, like, there is zero reason to believe anything that comes out of his mouth. Just zero. The idea that you love your freshman and that's why you would stay when you now work in a sport that you can bring everybody on your roster that you want to because it's a wide open portal window the second you take a new job, like, that world doesn't exist anymore.
So who's the starting running back?
Yeah, Jonah Coleman. Where did he recruit him to? Arizona. Like, look at the defense. Like, half of his defense was at Arizona and he brought him up to Seattle either the first year or going into year two. Like, if he takes another job, Damon Williams will go with him. That's how this works. So I'm sure you're in love with Damon Williams. That does not mean that you're going to be the head coach of Washington in 4 years. It's a very interesting week right now, and I think the next 2 weeks are pivotal. And if they beat Oregon at the end of the year, like, maybe for them none of this matters, right? We knock Oregon out of the playoff, or we, you know, get back on the winning side of that rivalry. Maybe they forgive all sins. But it is a very interesting time right now in their fan base of infighting between it's only year two. Like, calm down, everybody. Like, what? Why are we overreacting to one game this much? There is a segment of that fan base. Now, it's social media. That is not real life, and I totally grant you that. But I delve into these waters because I love seeing the misery of Husky fans. It makes me happy inside. And there's a segment of that fan base that's just, they're done with him. Like, that was a fireable offense to lose to Wisconsin when their kicker was the leading passer.
Yeah.
And I think you look at the next 2 weeks. Again, if they beat Oregon, this becomes a moot point. Next 2 weeks are pivotal because you have a chance to go into that game at 8-3 if you beat Purdue at home and then UCLA.
They're going to beat Purdue. UCLA is a wild card.
I mean, I know we say that, but like, Rutgers had them on the ropes in the first half at home, and I get it that they came back and won. I get it. I'm just saying, if they lose, they were down 10-0 in that game, and it was almost 17-0.
You're not on the ropes in the first quarter down 10-0.
Okay. If they lose to UCLA...
Oh, it's very possible. You see them on the road?
They're terrible on the road.
They're
nothing's
so
changed.
Bad on the road.
Nothing has changed.
I think the fan base is definitely aware and angry at the road performances. It's just like, can you explain this? I understand.
He can't explain it because they can't fix it.
Wintery mix weather should not mean your offense can do nothing at all whatsoever.
Their offense can't do anything, whether it's 90 degrees and sunny out with no wind.
It's pivotal for them. They got to beat Purdue, and maybe you don't think they can beat Purdue, or you think that's a question mark. I think they beat Purdue, and then the UCLA game is kind of everything, right? Like, if you go to UCLA, you can get to 8 wins going into the Oregon game.
8-3.
Home.
8-4 is a fine year for Jed Fish in year two.
And maybe your defense performs the way it did in the first half against Ohio State against Oregon, who's had some clunky, you know, moments. You got a shot, but that's a lot of ifs. And right now, they're sitting in a weird world. Like, my cousin's not on social media much. And this weekend, I text and I go, this is unforgivable, this loss. And he was like, road game. And I said, that's coaching. Like, how you perform and where your inconsistencies are, fair or not fair every time, it's kind of a reflection on coaching. So he's only answering this now because the temperature turns up a little bit after that loss. His name is written about all the time on these lists. And he refuses to just put his feet down and say, no, I'm committed. I'm staying. We're building something special here. He's like, well, we're building it the right way, and I'm happy about freshmen. And yeah, I like coaching at Washington today. Like, it's just, I don't know. I get it. There's elements of it that suck. It's not always fair to these guys.
No, and there's not a right way sometimes to answer. But if you have zero intention of leaving, that's like a very easy.
But that's it.
I'm not leaving.
That's the right way to
0%
do it.
0% chance, right? I'm leaving. Right. I will be here next year.
It's end a negotiating tactic, if we're being honest. He wants more money from UW.
Sure. And I wouldn't give it to him right now. I would not give him I maintain that for weeks. If his agent is trying to rattle their cages and get more money out of this and get more guaranteed money, like, you can like Matt Rhule at Nebraska. That's fine. Matt Rhule is like 0-21 against ranked teams. He's never beaten one in his career as a head coach. It's like insane, dude. The guy cannot do it. And they now, if they eventually fire him, have to pay him $71 million. $71 million if that thing hits the side of a mountain. So, I like, Jed Fish has only been a head coach. How many years was he at Arizona? Three?
I think he was head coach for 3 years. 3 years. Because he's never been somewhere more than 3 years, right?
So he's been a head coach for a total of 5 years. Like, I think he is up their recruiting profile. He's brought in young, talented players. Like, I'm not arguing everything that he's done there has been bad. But I also think the jury is still out on what his ceiling is as a head coach. And I think that's fair to acknowledge.
Yeah.
And so until I know that or get a clearer picture of that, I'm not giving you a buyout that's going to bankrupt us financially in the athletic department if you do have things go sideways on you and you keep losing games like this to Wisconsin and you keep going 7-5 every year. Like, if they go 7-5 this year, that to me, if I'm a Husky fan, would be a disappointing year based on what I thought they could be coming into the year. What if they go 7-5 again next year? right? Like, how many more years does that linger with, hey, why did we lose a game on the road to Rutgers? Why did we lose a game? We got killed by Iowa. We went back to Indiana and they smoked us. We still can't win road games, and we win games at home when we should, and we go 7-5. Like, how many years until you then have to make a move, and now you're hurt financially by it? So they're in a unique spot. He's in a unique spot. I'm curious to see how this all plays out. But I do think for him, the next 2 weeks are pivotal of, like, you can't lose to UCLA, man. There's some heat on you right now.
What do you think his ceiling is at best?
I think
is he ever a guy that can build a team to compete and actually legitimately win the Big Ten, or is it always going to be at best nine wins and it takes every week for you to hold on to your butt to get to the nine wins?
I'm never going to say never win a conference title, but do I see him getting Washington to the point where year in and year out they're a Big Ten title contender? No, I do not.
Oh, year in and year out, it's tough. I think there's only a couple teams in that conference that are capable of that.
And I think they all have better resources than you until that changes or their coaches leave. I'm not going to say that you're going to jump one of them. So it doesn't mean that you can't find the right collection of guys in any given year to do it, but like in terms of becoming a powerhouse in the Big Ten, I would not be gambling.
Some
on
don't
it.
Think Cignetti's going to be able to consistently do what he's done so far, and he's having a great year.
It's fair. It's a lot of poor stuff, and that can dry up on the vine. We've seen it.
If you put Indiana in the I'm not convinced category right now in just the Big Ten, you might only have two that you would confidently say you think are going to compete year in and year out.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
Because Michigan right now certainly is not one of those, the way Sherrone Moore season's gone.
I think they can get back to that
and
because
I know
of their
they're
resources.
Still in it, by the way, the Michigan stuff. But
they are, yeah.
You kind of need to see a little more from him, right, as you're going along.
Yeah.
I think it's Oregon, Ohio State.
That's it.
Because Penn State just fired the coach.
Yep.
See where the next guy goes.
I think Michigan is the next closest on that list. They did just win a national title 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think they have the backing and the financial resources to contend at the highest level of this sport year in and year out.
Sure.
They just need their coaching staff to prove that they can do it.
100%. They need to develop the talent. If Indiana goes like 4 years in a row of like being in this position of competing, if not undefeated,
then it changes.
I'll put
them
in that conversation, but I think right now it's two teams in that conference.
And do I think he can get Washington to that level? And the answer right now is no. I think you're a better version than you were under Sark. It's not Latin for 7-5. It's your 9-3. Good year. And maybe in an expanded play, you know, maybe that's good enough for you. And some years you pop and win 10 or 11, but right, you got to win a road game, dude. You're in year two and you have no answers on how to win a road game at Wisconsin right now. That's a problem.
Yeah.
And until you address it, I'm not going to buy into you. So Jed Fish says yesterday, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving. We'll see if anybody ends up believing him and if it ends up being true at the end of the year. Blazers lose a heartbreaker last night in Orlando. We're going to dive into that coming up next, and we'll get to the homie Mike Richmond, bottom of the hour, back after this on The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to hydro.com code fit and save up to $600 on your next hydro. Hydro.com code fit.
Well, I love a good 4 o'clock tip time because it means I don't have to be up all night waiting for the end of the game.
That was glorious.
To bed at a decent time. Started before Monday Night Football, too. It's kind of perfectly sandwiched into my Monday evening. Blazers on the road at Orlando.
How great were those unis, by the
way? God, those are the best unis in the NBA. That's a hot, caught in the moment take.
Really?
I don't care. Those are my favorite unis in the NBA.
The white Magic home uni?
I love the pinstripe and the Magic across the front.
I like the blue one a little more.
The blue run, they're glorious. I love them all.
Pinstripe, and it says Orlando instead of the Magic.
What a novel concept, leaning into the history of your organization to come back with an old/new uniform to get your fans excited.
Well, the Blazers just announced they're doing that.
Are we? What are we doing?
We're doing the PDX carpet jersey.
I don't know if you're butt cracking me right now.
No, they just announced they're doing the jersey again.
We're doing...
That's their City Connect.
We're doing the carpet.
Yep.
So we're going to wear turquoise on a red floor again?
Probably.
Cool.
But we'll have carpet design at the baseline.
That's... really cool. I'm really excited about that. That's really cool.
What annoys you more about the Portland reputation, the pink box of donuts or carpet? Like, what played itself out more?
The carpet.
No.
Because it's not even the carpet anymore. I haven't flown in a while. It's not even the carpet anymore, is it? Didn't we get rid of the carpet?
It's like a different version of the carpet.
Yeah,
it's
a
different
version,
yeah.
Like, yeah, they ripped it out, and that particular style, I think, is long gone.
Why can't we just wear, like,
yeah, I know,
the old Walton Reds with the Blazers down the side? Why can't we? Why?
I want the mid-'80s.
Have you guys been to the airport
lately? Mid-'80s.
The mid-'80s were great. All three jerseys. The red, they had the alternate red, but the black and the
white. Why do so many teams get this right, and we don't?
They need the black one with the lowercase.
Lowercase.
Yes. Yeah. I'd buy one of those in a second.
I would too.
Why would I want a turquoise Blazer fans? For the love of God, I beg you.
No, they do.
I beg you.
People are pissed.
Please don't buy this jersey.
Well,
please.
I can't speak to that.
Do not go buy this jersey. If you want to have better jerseys in the future, do not buy this jersey. If I ever see somebody out in public wearing one of these jerseys, I will publicly make fun of you.
By the way, shout out our airport. That remodel.
Pretty badass. It's been a minute since I've flown.
It's stellar. Yeah. You feel like you're in a different... I mean, you feel in a different place.
Now, getting out of there, the only thing, they got to finish, there's more reconstruction going on, but it takes 9 years to get from your air when you come home.
Well, it depends what gate you're in. If you're, like, having to go gate C, it's such a long
walk. But then you
got to
walk around, and then you got to come back through the middle of the people going through and down.
But it's so beautiful. The wood
getting
features,
in and getting through it, if you're leaving, fantastic.
Oh, it's great.
He just ruined my day.
With the jersey announcement?
That did. That kind of ruined my day, I'm not going to lie. I hate those. Those in the state of Oregon ones are just...
Oh, I love what they were trying to represent with the state of
the
Oregon
theme
one.
It
just,
was
just
like,
botched it.
You
it
don't
just,
go,
those won't be coming back ever again.
We're team colors. They're team... I'm just a fuddy-duddy. I get it. I'm out of touch. The other thing that bothers me every time I turn on an NBA game is when guys wear... This is into baseball now, too. When you wear non-team color accessories.
Oh, you don't like the highlighter shoes?
The highlighter green shoes with red jerseys.
Pink
like, what
and
are
highlighter
we
are pretty popular.
I noticed this a lot. I don't know, maybe it's a thing of all of baseball. I usually just watch my team and that's it. But like the Mariner players all had like different color belts on and you get different color shoes. I'm like, what is it? I am so old complaining about this. I understand that. But we used to have standards in this country. Wear your team colors. Wear your jerseys.
Can I ask you guys, do you like when your football team... and your player is wearing the opposing team's color as a mouthpiece?
No, it bothers me.
That's a weird thing they're doing there. Of like, I need to suck on the other team's colors.
Yeah, I'm going to wear a red mouthpiece, but your colors are green. Why?
Well, it's usually the other team colors, and there's some
so
psychological thing about that of like, it's motivating me to see a bright purple mouthpiece or green or...
All of that sounds made up.
Yeah.
Well, if that didn't ruin your morning, this maybe did last night.
Black maneuvers to the corner. Carter cross screens. Bane with it. It's going to get off an off-balance shot. Got it.
Got it. Good call.
Got it. Appropriate tone there, Calabro.
Yes.
Got it.
Disappointed. Damn it, I can't believe he made that. Look, phenomenal defense on the last play. We'll get into it. The jersey conversation.
He was fading away. I mean, it's just like
Kamara's
a nice
standing
shot.
There. Like, at some point, you just got to kind of tip your cap and say, like, well... What are you going to do?
Can we listen to the magic one?
Yeah, you want to hear the magic one again?
Let's listen to the magic one. I haven't listened to it.
Looking, no timeouts left. The pass comes to Bane. Bane hoisting at the buzzer. He drills it! It's magic on a Monday night. 115, 112, the final.
That's a good call, too. Magic on a Monday night. I like that. But devastating loss for Portland because they went on. Oh, we're giving a thumbs down. Swag's anti that call. Say it publicly. Say it with your chest. I call out Gary Danielson's old ass all the time. Bad call.
I think had he gone, it's Monday Night Magic in Orlando, it would have resonated better. But
then
you're
magic
in the,
on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's just, but you're in the moment. I mean, it when stuff happens like that in the moment, and you got to cut. No, it was a fine call.
It wasn't Eric
it
Collins.
Won't,
no, it was
it
not
won't
Eric Collins.
Be, it won't be a memorable call.
My favorite thing, because watching on the Blaze, I obviously wasn't watching the Orlando feed. I was watching the Blazer broadcast. I love, and I would totally do this too if I were the color commentator. The second a shot like that is made, when the guy immediately lists the three-point percentage on the year of the guy, like, well, you know, he was shooting 29% from three, so, you know, like, basically just trying to say it was lucky, which it was. It was a fading away contested three-pointer at the buzzer. Like, what are you going to do defensively there?
Yeah, I think I'd be a terrible, I mean, I'm not good at radio host, but, like, if I was doing play-by-play, I think my strategy here, if I'm a Calabro in this situation, I think my staple is I just don't respond. He hits the shot.
You'll say anything.
Well, especially nothing. On TV.
You just yell
on
like
TV.
Gus.
Yeah.
On TV, yeah, you can lay out. You got the crowd noise. They're just watching them mob them or whatever. Radio, you have to keep going because you have to explain to people what's,
see,
what's happening.
Even in transpiring radio, though, I feel like you could just like, and Bane shoots it. You're just quiet.
Damn.
You let that noise do all the work for you.
We love our guy, Doc Parker. I'd imagine he had a few calls like that this weekend at the back end of that game. Fourth down and...
touchdown, Sam Houston. Somebody just tweeted us the old school Blazer uniform.
It's just, what are we doing? It's right there for
that's
you.
That's my favorite one. The
I
black.
Would go buy 10 of those right now. Take my money. I'll give it to you,
you'd buy
Jody.
10 years different versions worth for Teddy, right?
Yes.
Like two-year-old Teddy?
Two-year-old, three-year-old Teddy, four-year-old Teddy, five-year-old Teddy. Six. I just got to pick which player. Maybe I rotate which player. What are we doing with the carpets, for the love of God? Mike Richmond's going to join us, the homie. Let's start talking about it. Tough loss for the Blazers last night. 0-2 so far on the roadie. Shaden got it going last night. How are we feeling? The homie Mike Richmond joins us next.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their coastal locations. Pacific City, Tillamook, Cannon Beach, Lincoln City, and now open in Rockaway Beach. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Tuesday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Their Hard Hops presents today's Daily Ticker. Discover Hard Hops Blackberry Hop-Infused Hard Seltzer and experience your hops differently. Tough one in Orlando last night, although the uniform matchup was elite. Blazers fell.
I like the all-red Blazer road.
I'm a fan of the all-reds,
simple,
man.
You know, to the... right to the logo. I love that.
The all reds are solid. Orlando's uniforms are elite. And joining us now to talk about that heartbreaking loss is the homie, the man himself, Mike Richmond. At Mike G. Rich on Twitter. Go give him a follow, the host of the Locked On Blazers daily podcast. Bigger takeaway last night, Richmond, was it, hey, look at that. Shaden Sharp, baby Kobe having a nice little game. Or, damn it, they're 0-2 on the road trip.
Hmm. Oh, certainly Shaden Sharp. Certainly Shaden Sharp. They should have lost. They were down 10 with 2 minutes left. Yeah. They had gotten to a game they had no business winning, and then they sort of fumbled it away at the end. So for me, even if it had gone the way it should have, probably the final 2 minutes, it's Shaden Sharp. He played really well. They needed him to have a capital G good game, and he finally had a capital G good game.
They're 10 games in. It's only year two. What are we learning about Donovan Clingan? Because you did something on your pod a couple days ago where you quoted a nice, charming Southern woman from Carolina of like, what did you? How did you phrase it? Like, you're on my worry list or
Donovan, you're on my worry list.
Yes, he's on my worry list, Richmond. I know he can have good moments of defense, but he gives them virtually no offense, and last night doesn't even register a block. I'm not blaming the game on him. I'm just curious where you're at on Donovan so far in his career.
Yeah, I would say worryless, very powerful phrase. Glad to bring it to the Northwest. Klingon's just lack of development on offense is troubling. I think he's actually been fine on defense. Maybe the numbers aren't as good, but raw numbers, but I think he's been fine. I don't know if the style suits him as well with the pressing and all of those things. Maybe he's been caught out of position a couple of those times, but in general, I think he's still been a good defensive player and an anchor of their good defensive moments. He just doesn't have he needs a freight line or a jet line or runway to jump. He doesn't have any post moves. He's had a lot of Rodmans where you just get the rebound on under the rim and look to pass it back out to someone else. And the problem is that he's not passing out to Michael Jordan or Isaiah Thomas. the lack of development on offense is a little bit troubling. And I think that kind of just speaks to their whole issues on offense. They don't have a way to play big and score.
He is passing to Baby Kobe, though, so let's be fair. No MJ, Kobe on the roster helps a little bit. I'm curious from a macro style of like how they play and how it's going to hold up for the year. Like I hear Splitter talk about how they're, you want to be cautious with minutes with guys. We're asking them to cover, the full length of the floor and play intense defense and up-tempo, and we're going to push the pace, and they're worried about minutes. And then I'm looking up at the end of last night's game, and I'm like, Drew Holiday's relatively old, and I feel like he's playing 36, 37 minutes every night. Denny Avdija, I don't know what his usage rate is. I don't dive into numbers like that, but I imagine it's like number one in the league. That guy does everything for them. And Kamara's playing a ton of minutes. Like, where's the fear of just that, running into, the wheels are going to fall off. How long can they maintain this, especially in the spot where they're at right now, where I never thought I'd say this because I mocked the signing when it happened, mainly because Danny Meringue was excited about it. But when they signed Blake Wesley, now I'm like, man, they really miss Blake Wesley. As they are this shorthanded, how long can they maintain this style of play?
Since Sprague came on the podcast this summer and mentioned Blake Wesley like six times in a half hour, and you have to stop.
Yeah. So he's a Blake Wesley truther too. I know. I got to work with him every day.
I guess we were both wrong, Dirt. I don't know. I don't know. It does seem like it's a big ask to play at this pace, to play with this level of defense. I will say early in the season, when the Blazers had a different head coach, I was working on a story about pressing and how Chauncey kind of he was in 2022. They led the league in pressing, but they're terrible at it. So he was kind of ahead of the curve in the style, but not in the execution. And I asked Steve Kerr about it, and Steve Kerr's number one concern was player health. His number one concern was how does your body hold up playing that style? Unprompted, that was the main thing he discussed. So I think it's a real concern. I can't speak to what it would be like with the Blazers, but I think this is a hard way to play unless you can go 10, 11, 12 deep. Right. And now that they have some injuries, they are reluctant or maybe just straight up unable to do that while being competitive.
Denny Avdija, by the way, the 93 percentile of usage rate in the association for you.
I don't really have any frame of reference on that.
He's
that
one
mean?
Of the higher used
okay,
guys.
That's like top of the night.
Uses percentage wise,
do you understand the numbers 1 through 100?
Not really, no. I'm an idiot, man. Right. I got no clue what we're doing right now.
Richmond, he's a football guy. Again.
Yeah, dude, I'm a football guy. What are we talking about?
Funny note, by the way, Steve Kerr going against his old teammate Michael Jordan on the whole rest versus just play every night because the guy in the 300 section paid a lot of money for those tickets. What would you say? This is a sidebar on the team. What would you do if you walked into a Whole Foods and you just were standing in the checkout line and you looked over and Chauncey Billups was next to you? What would you say to him right now?
Say, why don't you just get your groceries delivered, big guy? Why would you come out here? I'd be stunned, man. I don't know. It's like, it's one of those things where I think Billups, over sort of the way the world works and the news cycle and stuff, that he kind of had come out on the other side of people being like, you know what, Chauncey Billups might be an okay coach and an okay dude. And then this happens, it's like, wait, is he a weird scammer? Like, what is going on? So I probably wouldn't say much to him, but I'd give him a real heavy side eye. It would be a shocker.
Look, I don't agree with the way they give the award out, but Denny Avdija is probably winning the most improved award as we're talking 10 games into the young season so far with the season he's having. I'm curious if you've had to recalibrate how you view Denny Avdija. I saw, it's Reddit, but I saw a post like, could we build everything around him? I'm like, well, I don't think I'm there. But I don't agree with how they give out the most improved award, but he's probably the front runner right now, even though he had a fine season last year. Where are you at on Denny Avdija? It's been a great year. Have you had to rethink how you view him within the organization?
I probably have. I thought he was Goodwin, they traded for him. I was like, you know, saying like, is he going to be the Blazers' best player before he'd ever played a game for him? But I meant that mostly as an insult to the rest of the roster. And then he played so well at the end of last year, and it's like, well, it's hard to know. Like, playing really well in March in the NBA, it's just a weird time of year. He's been better this year. Like, he's just been really, really, really good. I don't know if he'll make the All-Star team, but he's having like All-Star level production. A lot of his like All-Star hopes will hinge on if the team is good. I don't know if he can be a top tier number one option on like a team that wins several playoff series, but he has been better than I thought he was. And I already thought he was pretty good.
We're talking with Mike Richmond, the homie, Locked On Blazers, Daily Blazer Podcast. Give him a follow on Twitter at Mike G. Rich. One listener chiming in saying if they saw Chauncey in line at Whole Foods, they ask him if there's any games that night that they like. Got any tips?
Who's playing? Who's not playing?
You got the over-under tonight? You got anybody in that lineup? How we feel about that?
You text Ty Lue and let me know what he's planning to do tonight.
Clippers got anybody in the lineup? Let me ask. I'm going to go back to where we started, Mike, and that is on Shaden. Like, it's such a big year for him, and it was really nice to see him have a game, kind of take over at times in the second half. He does miss the free throw late, but it's like he was awesome.
Can I pause your question and ask, why is it a big year? He just got paid.
Well, for him, financially, it's not a big year. For the Blazer franchise, it's a big year. He's in his fourth year.
If Shaden is no good, this thing is sunk. Like, it doesn't matter his bank account or anything.
It's a massive year for that.
So the franchise, not the player.
Of course, he's got $90 million. It's never a big year for Shaden Sharpe. He's fine. I'm, as a fan, I want to see some winning basketball for once, and he's a big part of that. So very big year for him in that regard. What have you made of his season? Like, a lot of his three-pointers that he's missing are not shots that I'm like, why are you taking that? But the numbers have been so bad. And then I see games, like even last night, I think he started like 1 of 3 from three, but he was like 8 of 13 from the floor. So that's telling me like, hey, I'm not great at numbers, but 7 out of 10 from inside the three-point arc's not a bad percentage. Maybe we should start moving a little bit closer to the hoop. I'm just curious what you've made of him in his season so far.
Yeah, he hasn't been very good, and they needed him to be better. I think he's improved on defense. He's not like a high-level defender, but I think on most nights he's a neutral defender, and that's probably good enough. But like, his value is going to be scoring, and he just hasn't scored efficiently enough to be comfortable with what he's going to be. He plays shooting guard, and it's right there in the name. Like, it's just right there in the name. He's going to have to be able to shoot to be a high-level player, and that hasn't been there. I think some of it is adjusting to the new style. Some of it is adjusting to how they want to play quick reads and stuff on offense, and maybe it doesn't suit exactly his skill set. But I think he's been hurt a little bit. They've been managing his minutes, so maybe it'll come around. But I do think like the shot selection, when to take threes, when to get inside the arc, what are good shots, what are good shots within the offense. Has all been a challenge for him. And like, maybe he's just not a very good shooter. And he can adjust and be a good player without being a good shooter, but he can't be a horrendous one and be a good player.
Yeah, something kind of eye-opening, like about a week ago, Zach Lowe said he did a whole big piece on Shaden Sharpe that he was going to run on ESPN before he got fired. And he said the most eye-opening part of that was Shaden basically telling him, I couldn't shoot. I just started shooting, and I'm like, well, I wish we would have had that information from high school.
Awesome,
going into Kentucky. What do you make of Splitter? What do we like about Tiago Splitter so far? What are we learning about Tiago Splitter so far?
Yeah, I like that he has a very clear vision of how he wants to play. The phrase he uses is the speed will get open shots. Like, he really believes that the way they play on offense can overcome some of their shortcomings, because you can generate quality looks by playing fast. So if you don't have a lot of guys who can dribble, they don't. And if you don't have a lot of guys who can pass at a high level, they don't. You can generate quality looks just by playing with the pace that they want to play and the purpose and force they want to play with. I like that. I like that he has an identity. I like that they pressed so much when he first took over, and they've kind of dialed that back because it wasn't working very well. See the second Lakers game. I like that he seems to be willing to make adjustments and willing to play his style, but not like just hammer a square peg round hole. I do think some game management stuff, just like new coach. Like, there's just some times where he just like let timeouts bleed away in the first half. He's given up some use or lose it timeouts in the second half. I think he's been mixing and matching with lineups to kind of see if stuff works, but sometimes he'll stick with like a group that absolutely cannot score a little bit too long. And it's like, both me and you know this group can't score. We don't need 4 minutes of them, right, dude. Like, we don't need to find out. We don't really need to find out that much. So I think some of the just like first time in the big chair stuff is where he struggles. I do think he's a really smart X's and O's guy.
Last one for you, the most important one of the bunch. Are you pro or anti carpet jerseys?
I'm against them. Against them.
Well done.
But here's the thing. I don't know how old you are, Dirt, but I bet we're the same age.
Yeah.
They're not for us.
No, I know.
They're not for us. I mean,
why does anybody care about us anymore, Mike? What happened to the upper middle 30s folks and caring about what we care about?
We're millennials. I mean? They're basically told us we're pansy soft, and then they don't care about our money. So
I mean,
we're kind of stuck in a weird generation.
Can we at least get, like, if you're going to do it, go all out and give me a carpet floor so I don't have to watch a red floor with a turquoise jersey?
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't, I tried to get them to do floors. I talked to a lot of the people who work in the sort of that world for the Blazers, and they were like, it's not, we don't, the owners don't care about it, and it's a little bit too much money, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it.
Yeah. By the way, could you imagine if they actually put the carpet from the airport on the floor and watched them play on carpet?
Probably be a pretty good surface.
Like that AstroTurf,
thin layer carpet. Put a couple of hoops in the airport terminal and play a game in there, man. We might as well go all out.
Yeah.
He's the homie, Mike G. Rich on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Locked On Blazers is a daily Blazer podcast, covers the team better than anybody. We love him. Mike Richman, as always, enjoy the time. Let's do it again soon.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
There you go. Mike Richman of Locked On Blazers. The Daily Ticker, as always, brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Their Hard Hops presents today's Daily Ticker. Discover Hard Hops Blackberry Hop-Infused Hard Seltzer and experience your hops differently. Let's hear from Tiago Splitter and some thoughts on baby Kobe having a nice game, but it came in a loss. Next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Well, it was a tough one last night. We can maybe carry this over because we went a little long with the homie there. Sprague's breaking news in the last segment that Shaedon Sharpe wasn't a shooter when he was in high school. What? He didn't shoot?
Well, Zach Lowe's actually the one that did it. So he did a pod like a week ago.
Yeah, I didn't see this or hear this at all.
And they were touching on, you know, in Portland at this time had a better record. So it was like, oh, sure. Look at the Portland. They just beat the Thunder.
Ah, it was a big win.
And he did a bit on it, and he basically was like, yeah, I was writing a piece on like five of the biggest figures around the league that nobody talks about enough, and Shaedon Sharpe was one of the five, and I had to do an in-depth interview with him and learn his background, and I wrote the whole thing up, and then what he basically says without saying it is I was fired, so it never ran.
Yeah.
But in it, he said he discovered that Shaden basically told him his whole life he never was a shooter. That he's just hyper-athletic more than the other kids. And as he went to Kentucky, he wasn't really one of those guys that shot. So, like, I've been wondering, because, you know, I'm a big Shaden guy.
Yes.
Watching Shaden Sharpe, and last night was fun. It was great. I thought he was decisive. He was aggressive. He hit his jump shots.
He took over offensively at times in the second half.
I've been wondering, like, yo, your field goal percentage from three, or your three-point percentage, I should say, is 27%. It's pretty awful.
Yeah.
It hasn't been great. What's the deal? Well, when I heard that about a week ago, it's kind of changed everything I'm viewing, and now I'm just like, maybe take more mid-range and just drive to the cup and get more and ones.
Yeah, I mean, are you trying to make a player into something that he's not? You know, that would be the concern I've had. By the way,
he shot 60% yesterday, so he did better. Him and Tumani, to be fair, have both been incredibly tragic from three.
Oh, it's been awful so far.
If they can get it going, that changes everything for them offensively.
I mean, the month of October, Shaden was 26.7% from three, and in the month of November, they played four games in November. They're 1-3 in that stretch. He is shooting 28%. Yeah. So even with last night's 3-5, in Miami, he was 1-8 on Saturday. He was 2-5 in the night's win over Oklahoma City. And the game before that, when they lost to the Lakers, he was 1-7. And so that's a little alarming. Let's carry this over a little bit. We haven't really talked about it ourselves. What was the bigger takeaway for you guys? Was it, Shaden getting going or losing the way that they did and trailing the majority of the game to an Orlando team that hasn't been very good this year? They are still shorthanded. They got five-game roadie? How long are we on the road for?
Five games.
So they got three more games to go on this roadie. Where does it go from here? Let's start there. We'll get to the mail sack coming up at 9:15. Your questions are welcome. 503-864-6326. Sports, non-sports, whatever you want to throw at us, we'll answer coming up at 9:15. A little more Blazer talk, and your thoughts are welcome on that as well. To kick off the final hour next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.